Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 743. And let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." Those who are always pause to say, "If not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then he continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're looking at the death of Christ, we look at the physical events, but not the revelator. And we are in Proverbs 4:10-20 that says, "My son, daughter inclusive, pay attention to my word." So we've gone into all that. If you don't remember that scripture, then it means you have to go into the archives and dig for more gold, because I said that we have the social media vying for our time. Immediately you wake up, your phone is the first thing you reach out for. It shouldn't be so. It is the word that we should go for. It is the word that's called life, that can sustain us. Your spirit needs to eat. Your spirit needs to be strengthened. You need the word. And we have to pay attention to God's word instead of the social media. So we went into Mark 11. We saw Jesus with his disciples. And Jesus cursed the fig tree. They came back and said, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead. And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea." Who is going to speak to mountains? He says, "Whosoever." Not the Pope, not the pastor, not the anointed. No. Every ordinary Christian, born again believer, you have a right to speak to mountains. Are you going to speak to boulders and cement and stones? No, we're not going to do that. He's talking about issues, challenges, problems. He's talking about that. So now, in the previous episode, I said to you that many people are speaking faith-filled words, but they are not getting results. How could that be? It's because many have trained themselves to get it wrong. Why? The mouth and the heart. When I say the heart, of course, it's not the organ that is beating, but your spirit, your inner man. They've trained themselves to speak lies, to exaggerate, to misrepresent, to deceive, to make their words unreliable. And because of that, their hearts know that this is the way it is. This is the way she is. This is the way he is. So when you speak anything, your heart will not back you up. It will not witness for you and say, that has been said, I witness that it is true. So you've been speaking, but you're not seeing the results. So if you are like that, then this is the time to turn around, because you are not getting anywhere when your heart is not going to bear you witness. So we've talked about how the heart and the mouth is wired. Please, if this is the first time you're hearing me, then please go back into the archives and dig for the gold. Just listen, keep listening. You can even start from episode 1. Okay. So today, I want to talk about on the integrity, being honest with your words, taking your words seriously. You know, John 8:32 says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and the life." It's in Christianity that the way is a person, the truth is a person, and even life is a person. It's not like that in the world. And you can see how the world, in fact, Satan has been fighting the truth through the systems in the world. Bible no longer relevant, as they say, in the schools, in the boardrooms, in everywhere. People are relegating the Bible, say old stuff. You even have, I think I saw one of these gender people who came on air and was talking. I said, don't give me that Bible. I don't want to hear anything that the Bible says what. I think this way. This is the way I think. And I'll have it that way. I'll have my way. And I heard it talking. I said, just how the devil has been able. Why is the devil doing that? Why are people not able to tell? You say, leave the gender for the child. The child will decide later on in life. Why is it so? It is the devil fighting the truth, because the knowledge of the truth sets free, and he hates our freedom. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John 10:10. And that is one of the ways. He's not using an atomic bomb, but right now, deception. These people are deceived, and people live a life of deception, and people love darkness when the light has appeared. So we have a lot of people in the category of the deceived, and you can see that it is his best arsenal. When he was coming to tempt man and woman, Adam and Eve in the garden, he didn't come out to frighten them. No, he came to deceive the woman. The first words of Satan in the Bible, when God had told them in Genesis 2:17 that in the day you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. In dying, another version says, in dying you shall die. He was talking about multiple deaths. Adam and Eve had never seen death before. They didn't even know what death was. And God instructed Adam, the man, the head, expecting to be able to pass down the information. But what happened when the devil came? He said to Eve, has God said? First thing Satan came for in the Garden of Eden was not Eve's hair, was not Eve's shoes, was not her car, was not her house. No, it was God's word. Questioning God's word, attacking God's word. And that is what we have here in our world. And unless you know the truth and you stand by the truth, you will see that you are wavering. And in wavering and in being in walking in deception, you will not be able to speak faithful words. Faithful-filled words comes from a heart that is already established in the truth of the word of God. And that is why you must be able to open the Bible for yourself. You will have to know how to open the Bible daily and go into it. Daily, shut yourself up in a room. When you go to the office, any chance you get, open the Bible. A verse that you are meditating on is right there in your heart. That is the way we'll be able to fight this deception and not live in deception until our words of faith bounces back to us. That is not God's will for us. You will fulfill your destiny. You will fulfill your destiny. What God has for you, you will fulfill it in the mighty name of Jesus. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Greetings from Congo, Brazzaville. Please come back for more and share the link with somebody.